אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We're reading from the writings of בעל הסולם, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We're on page 518. You can ask questions in our website. Page 518 in the writings of בעל הסולם, item 110. Thus we have explained the Te'amim and Nekudot that emerged in the two Partsufim, Abba Ve'ima and Ishsut de Nekudim, called Absag. In Abba Ve'ima, four levels emerged, one below the other. These are the level of a Keter, called Gazing of the Einaim, the Abba Ve'ima. The level of Chochmah is called Guf de Abba. The level of Bina is called Guf de Ima. The level of Zerantvin is called Yesodot, Foundations de Abba Ve'ima, from which four bodies expanded. Melech, the king of Da'at, the king of Chesed, Melech HaGvura, and the Melech of the upper third of Tiferet, through the Chazeh. These four Gufim, the plural of Guf, broke in both Panim and Achoraim. But with respect to their Rashim, which is the plural of Rosh, that is, the four levels in Abba Ve'ima, all their Kelim of Panim remained in the levels, that is, the Galgal Ta'anayim and Nikve Anayim of each level, which were in them since the Katnut of Nikudim. Only the Kelim de Achoraim in each degree, which joined them during the Gadlut, were cancelled again by the breaking, fell to the degree below them, and remained as they were prior to the emergence of Gadlut de Nikudim.
Questions. Read again.
Again, item 110. Thus we have explained the Ta'amim and Nekudot that emerged in the two Partsufim, Abba Ve'ima and Ishsut de Nikudim, called Absag. In Abba Ve'ima, four levels emerged, one below the other. These are the level of Keter, called Gazing of the Einaim, de Abba Ve'ima. The level of Chochmah is called Guf de Abba. The level of Bina is called Guf de Ima. The level of Zeranpin is called Yesodot, Foundations de Abba Ve'ima, from which four bodies expanded. Melech HaDa'at, the king of Da'at, Melech HaChesed, Melech HaGvura, and Melech of the upper third of Tiferet, through the Chazeh. These four Gufim broke in both Panim and Achoraim. But with respect to their Rashim, that is, the four levels in Abba Ve'ima, all their Kelim de Panim remained in the levels. That is, the Galgal Ta'anayim and Nikve Anayim of each level, which were in them since the Katnut de Nikudim. Only the Kelim de Achoraim in each degree, which joined them during the Gadlut, were cancelled again by their breaking, fell to the degree below them, and remained as they were prior to the emergence of Gadlut de Nikudim.
זאת אומרת, יש לנו ראש וגוף.
Meaning, we have ראש and גוף. ראש is called אבא ואימא. גוף is called מלכי זון, let's say.
כשמגיע רשימו בגדלות.
When the רשימו of גדלות arrives, the ראש makes a coupling of striking over that רשימו, enters גדלות, then raises its achab that were fallen in the goof, in the achab. And the Rosh enters Gadlut. After the Gadlut of Rosh, the level of Gadlut spreads inside and out to the goof. Then it enters Galgal Ta'anayim of the goof that already existed. And then the achab of goof that only now join the achap of the goof that were closed before. This is called Achoraim Boita, meaning the Achoraim was not used. And then we have a complete Partsuf, Rosh and Guf. And then this Potsuf was broken because Prinat Daled was apparent there, over which there is no Tzimtzum and Masach and Ochozer, and therefore all the vessels were broken. After they're broken, then all of the goof is completely cancelled, broken, and then it's cancelled from Katnut and comes back to Gadlut. Comes back to Katnut from Gadlut. And so it happens with each and every Melech, Chesed, Vura, Tiferet, Netzach Hod, and the upper third of Tiferet. Alright? Yes, first Gil.
When you say that they cancelled or they rose, where did they go? What's left of them? There was some essence. Where did it spread to?
In spirituality, everything depends on appreciation, meaning that now they're appreciated as dead or not qualified for action. But what do you mean, where do they go? Let's say, in no longer using the chapavosh, then it falls to the aspect of goof, meaning it cannot make a decision, it can't make a coupling of striking, it cannot draw the light, and therefore it's cancelled from its role.
Meaning the 10 spherot remain, it's just, they're just active or inactive?
Right. That's how it is in spirituality. There's no absence in spirituality. Everything remains. Also, what they received, how they were broken, and what happens after the shattering and all that. All those frames, they all remain, but it all depends on their appreciation of now. And after the shattering, we once again have the going back to the Katnut. And in the Rosh, what we have left is Galgal Te'anayim. In the Guf, we have nothing left. Everything's broken.
Meaning these are the 10 units. Some of them return to have some ability to bestow, and most of them lost their ability to bestow?
Yeah, because they cause shattering, they were cancelled from their role. The Rosh cannot break, because there's no will to receive there. There's only calculations there. So those calculations were cancelled.
Regarding the calculations, where is this accumulation of the ability to calculate or the inability to calculate?
In the Malchut of Rosh?
It accumulates the memory of every situation?
It does everything. Malchut of Rosh does everything.
Now, how is that with respect to the Olamot, the change in the Olamot, in the world, or with respect to that, these 10 given Sfirot? Because we do say that there is a change, it rose or descended. Where did it come from? Or where to?
We have the world of Ensof, round. Then there was a restriction. Actions began from below, from the emanation, the emanated being to the emanator. So then begins the line of measurement. Everything is according to the calculation of the lower one. And then you have Tzimtzum, Masach, Ochozer, and Potsufim. So, the equivalence with Ensof from the will to receive is called Galgalta. Then Ab, then Sag, then Nekudot of Sag, etc. Then the world of Nikudim. In the world of Nikudim, when it wants to make the complete equivalence with the Malchut of Ensof, it doesn't work. When it then awakens the Reshimo Daled, the complete Reshimo, it discovers there's Leva Even, the stony heart there, such desires that it could not take into account. But so even though it's not its fault, it still shatters. When it shatters, the desires that have appeared as desires to receive. Those desires are no longer used because they have received in order to receive and fell from their role to where? To below the line. The line is the equivalence of the Creator with the created being. And so all the shattered vessels, meaning they lost their screen, that's the meaning of shattered. So all those broken, shattered vessels fall below the line of measurement, and they have no possibility to be in equivalence with the upper light, with the Creator. And that's all.
No.
Yes.
Rav Ahab of the Rosh, are they in Gilgalta in Anaim, and only the it's a chap returned and cancelled of the Rosh?
The Achap of Rosh was cancelled, yeah.
Yeah, so in Gadlut there was a connection, then they returned and cancelled, but there's Rashima in the lower. He's integrated with the upper. He has the Rashima already.
Yes.
Meaning later, when you discover.
Afterwards, in the corrections, it will appear.
Okay, good. And one more question, Rav. Now this state, when we later perform corrections, the upper is in Gilgalta and Anaim. It's a chap canceled. What does that mean?
That it only works with Gilgalta and Anaim. There's no one to bestow to. Therefore, it doesn't activate. It's a chap.
Oh, so Gilgalta and Anaim. So if there's no address from the lower, it won't wake up.
Yes.
Thanks, Rav. Is there a difference between the different melachim, the kings that broke, and the heart of stone, or is it the same thing?
Well, the stony heart is the stony heart. Melachim is the melachim, the kings are the kings. The stony heart is the will to receive that you can't have masach and or chozer on it. Impossible. Cannot overcome it in order to bestow above reason, relating it to the Creator. Impossible. This is called the stony heart, the will to receive that cannot change in order to bestow.
So these kings that died are not a stony heart.
These melachim are because the stony heart was mingled in them, mixed in them, but it's not that they're all this way.
So there will be something to correct in them, even though they died?
After the shattering, there is a scrutiny, and what can be scrutinized, meaning all the first nine sefirot except the malchuyot of the stony heart, can be corrected, and this is what we do. And the stony heart, we keep it aside because we clarify it as unfit for correction. We actually cause its correction that way.
Just to be certain, all these degrees that broke, not only them, the kings, the melachim that broke, will also have parts that can be corrected.
Each and every partsuf, called the melech, from the word malchut, from the stony heart that was in it, it breaks, and then need to be classified in a way that we have to take each and every part out of the broken desires, and the first nine sefirot are used, they are given a different malchut, and the true malchut, which is the stony heart, is kept until the final correction. At the final correction comes a light that somehow corrects it, I don't know how.
And the Rashim, you need not correct, of course.
The Rashim were cancelled from their role. Their role were revoked. But it's a different problem with the Rashim. The Rashim didn't feel that there is the Malchut of the stony heart that cannot be in order to bestow. By the shattering, there is a correction that now we're only going with discernments that are above the stony heart, and therefore now the Rashim can be used, new Rashim. It's a new Rosh. It's not like what will be in the final correction.
So as a result of the shattering of the vessels, will the Rashim be able to identify the heart of stone and to refrain it?
Yeah, this is the work that precedes the building. We have to differentiate between the stony heart and the flesh. All right. Yes, David?
Is the heart of the stone the serpent?
Yes.
Why wasn't this serpent or this kind of desire wasn't felt in Malchut Ein Sof, or was it felt?
There in Malchut Ein Sof, it's not felt that the light of Ein Sof is rules and covers everything. The upper light, the creator, rules. And therefore, there's no created being yet. There are no discernments that are in order to receive. There is no Malchut Ein Sof which receives in order to receive. It's still, there are no such discernments yet.
But what we learn is that there is, in the end of Malchut Ein Sof, the created being feels, or it's actually the desire that feels its
after it feels opposite, after it decides that it doesn't want it, which is by the shattering and all these processes, then the lower one determines that it's opposite and that it wants the restriction and that it wants to separate from the light, from the Creator, in order to then come to a contact with the Creator equally, to reverse the shame to back to honor, and then it starts discerning what's for correction, what's not for correction, bit by bit. However, still, until it finishes the work of wanting to do the final correction, for the first time it wants to do so in the world of Nikudim, Gadlut of Nikudim, then it appears that there is such a Malchut there that is incapable, cannot absorb the influence of the light that reforms, cannot, incapable. It is the original Malchut, created as existence from absence. And therefore, the upper light does not influence it. She cannot be impressed by it. She's just opposite to it, and that's it. You cannot opposite anything that is completely opposite. There has to be some overlap, some common point, something that matches that true black point of Malchut. There's nothing common, has nothing common with the light. It's completely opposite. And so whatever the light influences it with, it's just unrelated. It doesn't work. It bears no influence. You understand? It's like you start explaining to some animal, to a cockroach. You start explaining what the wisdom of Kabbalah is. You know, there's no vessels there. That black point of the center of reality doesn't have something that originates in the light. This is what's called the creation of existence from absence. That stony heart is existence from absence. It's now something that exists, and you cannot do anything about it. It is such a discernment that is opposite to the light, to the Creator, to everything. And it's opposite in a way you can't do anything about it.
Where in this process of the emergence of the Patsufim until the world of Nikodim, where are these new discernments built?
What new discernments?
That he suddenly discovers that he has such desire he wasn't aware of previously. What in this process causes this?
When it wants to make the zivug daka in the actual Prina Dalet, through Ab, Sa, Galgalta, with Nehir of Galgalta, it rises to the Malchut of Ensof, and wants to make the Zivug Daka over the actual Malchut of Ensof. But where does it do that? Basically, in the world of Nikudim and Gadlut. But the whole Kli created by the Creator, the whole Kli. And that central point, which is the Stony Heart, is there also.
So, last question. In Malchut Ein Sof, the desire does not yet understand itself, doesn't yet know all its form, all the desire in it, doesn't understand it.
No, it can understand only after it comes to through the shatterings and Adam HaRishon and all that, only when it starts rising back upwards. Then it attains through each and every action how it is fundamentally opposite to the Creator, and that oppositeness in the final correction appears in Rav Pealim B'Kapitziel. Okay? Alright, so we'll continue.
Vilnius.
Where? Vilnius.
I heard something new about the work with Malchut. There's some function. What does it mean that he engages in other Malchuyot? Is it a new kind of desire, or does the desire change?
This is not in the true Malchut, but in something above Malchut. Yeah. The Kli decides on the level of Yud at which it can match the Creator. It's also in each and every person there's such a thing. I too relate to the group in a way that I can make contact with them, that I can connect with them, not through my or true will to receive, and so on. The will to receive, as long as we work with it, we have to check where we can be in equivalence with the reality we're facing. Next,
111. The emergence of the four levels, one below the other, in Patsuf Ishsut, was in precisely the same manner. The first level is the level of Chokhmah, called gazing of the Einaim of Ishsut at one another. Four Gufim expanded from the level of Binah, level of Zeranpin, and the level of Malchut. The Melech of the two lower thirds of Tiferet, Melech of Netzach and Hod, Melech of Yesod, and Malchut. Therefore, Gufim broke in both Panim and Achor, back. But in the Roshim, that is, in the four levels of Yishsut, the Kelim de Panim in them remained, and only their Achoraim were cancelled by the breaking, and fell to the degree below them. After the cancellation of the two Patsufim, Abba Ve'ima and Ishsut, the level of Ma, the Nikudim, emerged. And since all that expanded from her to the Guf were only corrections of Kelim, I will not elaborate here.
Questions. Just as there was Rosh of Abba Ve'ima, and from that Malchei Dachagat expanded, Dalet Gimel Bet Aleph Shoresh, they all shattered, and after that, it's like the Potsuf Ab. After that came Malchei Tanim, the Rosh of Yishsut, and four Melachim, the lower thirds of Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. And then all of the Nikudim completed their shattering. They finished their shattering. And that's it. And At that point, that process of the shattering has ended. It was concluded. Now, after everything has been shattered, we learn that these things were prepared in advance. The shattering has to happen because by the shattering there is an integration with the stony heart, an integration between all of the different pieces, and all of the parts that were broken. They all fell, they're all in order to receive. And now, first, we need to build a system. A system that will take care of them, that will be able to sort them out and erect them and connect them to the point that they reach the final correction. But now, you can reach the final correction because there is an integration between everyone. Meaning there's no element in reality that doesn't include the whole of reality, and this is called the particular and the collective are whole, are equal. Yes. Before the Gadlut, the Parsa was the place or the boundary, basically. After the shattering, it's like there's this new place that we can bestow from, or it's the same boundary. The Parsa also determines where there are vessels of reception and where there are vessels of bestowal. If we wish to bestow, we can do that only above the Parsa. There, Light of Chassadim is fully working, and only there, bestowal can happen. Yes, Tzvika. Second time here he mentions that the four levels emerged one below the other. What is that? The four levels. Where did they emerge? From the Rosh of Abba Ve'ima, four levels emerge, and from the Rosh of Yisut, four levels emerge. What's the reason? What is that? It's like Ta'amim. Like you see in Rosh of Ab, that then the goof of Ab emerges, Rosh of Sag, goof of Sag. So he says that Acho and Panim shattered together. So how does that happen? Because they're interconnected. It's ten sefirot. In every partsuf, you have Kesecho, Chetech Chochma Bina, Chesed Gvura Tiferet. That's Galgal Ta'anayim. And Netzach Hod Yesod Malchut is Achab. So, it follows that in every goof, you have both Galgal Ta'anayim and Achab. They're all interconnected. Also, they're connected in a way that in each Sfira, in Keter, you have 10 Sfirot, and in Malchut, you have 10 Sfirot, etc. So, in each one, there's also 10 sefirot. And so, they're all interconnected, and when they shatter, panim and achol shatter together. But then he says that panim only were canceled due to the shattering. This is a different... Where? He writes afterwards that the kelim of panim remained, and only their achoraim were canceled by the breaking. So one time it's like this, the other time it's like that. That's unclear. I don't know. No, I'm just reading what's written here. I'm not inventing it. All right, item 111. I'll read 110. You're saying no 111. All right, 111. The emergence of the four levels, one below the other, in Partsuf Yeshut, was in precisely the same manner. The first level is the level of Chochmah, called gazing of the Anaim of Yeshut at one another. That's the Yeshut refers to the whole level here. And four Gufim expanded from the level of Bina, level of Zeranpin, and level of Malchut. And the Melech of the two lower thirds of Tiferet, Melech of Netzach and Hod, Melech of Yesod, and Malchut. So that's the sixth Melech is Netzach and Hod, and the seventh is Malchut. There are four Gufim broken, both Panim and Achor, meaning the Gufim of these Melechim, the Guf part. But in the Rashim, that is in the four levels of Yeshut, the Kelim of Panim in them remained, and only the Achoraim were cancelled by the breaking. That's your question? So what do you mean? Gelgal Te'anayim that were in the Rosh, they don't belong to the shattering. They don't even pass the light of Chokhmah to the Gufim. Only the Echap of Rosh draws the light of Chokhmah and passes it on to the Guf. And therefore it shatters. Therefore it is cancelled. The Guf is shattered, the Rosh is cancelled. The Gufim, they all shatter. The Achap parts of the Rosh, the Achaps of the Rosh, they are cancelled as they pass light of Chokhmah to the Guf. And the Galgal Te'anayim of the Rosh remains.
What about the Panim? Nothing happens to them? Let's say this one. Just to understand, there's a bit of a mess here. What is this matter of that? What are the Panim and the Choraim at this point? What does this mean? Maybe we can understand what's going on here.
I have a Rosh, which is Galgal Te'anayim and Achap.
And there's Guf.
Galgal
Te'anayim and Achap. If all I have is Galgal Te'anayim in the Rosh and Galgal Te'anayim in the Guf, all in all, this Patsuf is called Galgal Te'anayim in Katnut. Right? Katnut. If I have the Achap as well, Achap as well, so I have Achap Gadlut. Achap of Rosh passes the light of Ein Sof, especially through it, to the Achap of Guf. That's called Gadlut. The moment the Guf breaks, the Achap of Rosh cancels. And everything returns to being in Katnut. Now what's your question? Where's the Panim here? Panim is what we call Galgal Te'anayim every place. And then he says that it doesn't break. Rav, of course it doesn't break. So, previously he said it didn't break. Where did he write? Here, you just read it. No, matter is this, that in the Rosh it didn't break. Neither Galgal Te'anayim nor Achap. There's a cancellation. It's cancelled. In the Guf, we have this shattering. But the Galgal Te'anayim of Guf are being broken because they're connected to the Achap, the Guf. What is the reason? Do you understand?
Itai.
Does the shattering come from the zivugim of Abba Ve'ima and Ishtut? Yes. From Achap, from the zivugim over Achap, the Abba Ve'ima and Ishtut, yes. So what practically breaks is the zon? The goof. The goof of zon. Not the goof of zon. Goof. Zon is goof. So where is the Rosh of Zon? Either Abba Ve'ima or Ishtut. So I'm confused between Galgal Te'anayim and Achap, which are in the Guf, and where the Rosh of Zon and of Abba Ve'ima. We had Ab and Sag, right? Two Potsufim. Now, instead of them, we have Abba Ve'ima and Ishtut. What do you want? What's the problem? So here you have in Abba Ve'ima you have Rosh and Guf. In Rosh there's Galgal Te'anayim, in the Achap of Guf you have Galgal Te'anayim. Same thing. In Ishsut, you have Rosh and Guf. In the Rosh, you have Gilgal Tanaim and in the Chap. And in the Guf, there's Gilgal Tanaim and the Chap. If the Rosh is in Katnut, if it only receives in Katnut, it only fills Gilgal Tanaim of Guf. That's called Katnut. The Rosh is small, and the Guf is small. If the Rosh has Gadlut already, adulthood, or greatness, it performs Zivug Daka on Gadlut, so it fills Gilgal Tanaim and the Chab in the light of Gadlut. If the Guf breaks, then Achab de Rosh is cancelled. Because the main, the Zivug is made over the Achab de Rosh, and then it's cancelled. Yes? So I'll ask a more basic question. When we draw the world of Nikudim in Katnut, we only draw the Gufim? When we draw Keter, Ava, Ve'im, and Zon, these are only the Gufim in Katnut? Why? Why? We don't have the previous illustrations. I don't know what this whole software. Can't organize it properly. When we are drawing this, Galgalta, Ab, Sag, Nekudot de Sag, mingling with Bchina Dalet, the ascent of Bchina Dalet upwards, and the Zivugim over Katnut, over Tzimtzum Bet, and over Gadlut. Zivug Katnut, and the Partsuf of Katnut of Lama Nikudim emerges. Keter Abba Ve'im Azon. Partsuf de Gadlut, right? The same thing, Keter, Avim, and Zon emerge, but they're bigger, they're adult. What are you asking now? When Zivug Daka'a emerged in the world of Nikudim over Pchina Daled, then the light of Gadlut expands, and then you have Gadlut in Keter, Gadlut in Abba Ve'ima, and Gadlut in Zon. Abba Ve'ima act in 10 Sefirot, Zon acts in 10 Sefirot. Zon starts breaking. It starts breaking. It doesn't have the decision to purify, not to purify, like in the Potsuvim, Elgat Absag. So it purifies. From it being purified, it purifies bit by bit, bit by bit, bit by bit, gradually. And in the same gradation, Zivug Daka of the Rosh also cancels in Abba Ve'ima. Yes? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's the cancellation of the four melachim of Abba Ve'ima. Is Rosh of Abba Ve'ima above the Tabor? No. You can call it this way, but this whole expansion is this way. This is Abba Ve'ima here.
What
you highlighted in a circle is both Abba Ve'ima and the Guf?
Rosh of this Potsuf called Abba Ve'ima.
No.
Well?
It's like the Rosh of Itlabshut?
It's Rosh. It's not Itlabshut. It's Rosh. It's Rosh like Galgalta, Ab, Sag. There's a Rosh there. Here too, there's a Rosh.
And there's Toch and Sof to this Abba Ve'ima?
In the Rosh, there is no Toch and Sof. In the Rosh, there's Rosh. Toch and Sof are in the Guf.
If Abba Ve'ima is Rosh,
you understand that this is a Patsuf,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I understand.
So it's a Patsuf, that's it. Like Galgalta Absag, this is a Patsuf. Now, the Patsuf has Rosh Deit Labshut, like Aben Sag. It has Rosh Deit Labshut. It acts from below upwards. And there's Rosh Deaviyut acting from above downwards. That's it. And from the Rosh Deaviyut, just like in Galgalta Absag, the goof expands. There's nothing special about this. The same rules.
No,
pass the mic.
What's the division in Abba Ve'ima and Zon regarding Galgal Tanayim and Achab?
In Abba Ve'ima there is Galgal Tanayim, and in Zon there is Galgal Tanayim and Achab. Vessels of reception and vessels of bestowal, and the degrees, Shorosh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet. In each and every of these degrees, Shorosh Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet, there is Galgal Tanayim and there is Achab.
Galgal Tanayim of Zon in Katnut was above the Parsa, now it's below the Parsa?
No, now too, it's above the Parsa. But you go below the Parsa, that's why they break.
When do they go below the Parsa?
The light goes there, because Abba Ve'ima performs a zivug over there, Galgal Tanayim and the Chab, together, for the 10 Sefirot. The Guf also has 10 Sefirot, so Parsa cancels.
Meaning the fact that light passes through Galgal Tanayim of Zon to the Chab of Zon, meaning that they go below the Parsa?
No, they don't go below the Parsa. What for? How can that be? The Parsa is cancelled. The limit between the vessels of bestowal and vessels of reception is cancelled. The vessels of reception and the vessels of bestowal are together now. They act under one masach, one screen, to bestow. And also, because the heart of stone is mingled in them, they are incapable of bestowing. That's why they break. You have to think some more about it, and you'll see how much this works. There's nothing new here. On the contrary, you think it's new. The rules are the same rules.
Ken.
Yes.
No, can Ken ata?
Turns out that the world of Nikudim is a small copy of Galgalta.
Yes.
It's like a lab. What will happen if the first restriction is cancelled? Mess. How to organize the mess? Galgalta marks the goof. Ab marks the rosh. Sag marks the places. And then afterwards,
he's saying something. He just doesn't know how to express it. But yes.
Why here, unlike in the previous Partsufim, we now suddenly mark the Keter, the Rosh of the male?
Where is the Keter?
There's Rosh of the Keter.
Rosh Ditlabshut, we call it Keter.
Yeah, but why we begin to relate to it separately? So far we didn't relate to it separately.
Because we want to divide the entire distance from Tabor to the Siyum. This package of the spreading of the Partsufim, the Itpashtut of the Partsufim, or Nikudim. That's why we have to mention the Keter there too. And Ab and Sag also everywhere, Rosh Deitlapshut, we just don't talk about it. Because that's what's important there for us, the extension by the Masachim. But Rosh Deitlapshut exists in every state. It precedes the Itpashtut.
But it doesn't have some special role here.
It also has, but just that you didn't learn it yet. Without Rosh Deitlapshut, you don't have a connection to the upper. There is no connection. For instance, Av cannot connect to Galgalta without Rosh Deitlapshut. That's what connects it to Galgalta, to the upper.
This is what there is in the eighth Melech. That's why it doesn't break.
That's something else. That's in the Melech. Here it's a true Rosh.
Another thing, in all the Partsufim, they merge on all the degrees of coarseness, there is a zivug. For on Aleph Bet Gimel, it's not like above we have all the potsufim. It's two potsufim.
Eight potsufim. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, but two levels of Oviut, not four levels of Oviut.
No, how can it be?
From Dalet emerged the Gimel. Where is Bet and Aleph?
Why can't you perceive this? Of course, it's my fault. So you get here. This the potsuf expands from above downwards. And then by the bitush pnimu makiv, just like it was in Galgal Tandab, you have a purification. Hizdakhut. Here the potsuf also spread from above downwards, and by this the shattering you have a purification. Then it purifies in 4 degrees. That's it. And emerge, just as the potsufim emerge there, here too, 4 potsufim emerge. It's the same. Only difference is the reason for the purification of the masach. That's all.
4 first potsufim emerged on Dalet.
What do you mean on Dalet?
Of you, Dalet Gimel.
Yes, but inside it's Dalet Gimel Bet Aleph Shorosh.
That's the purification. That's their Nekudot.
Yes.
Then another 4 potsufim emerged on Gimel Bet.
Yes.
All Gimel Bet has been purified.
Yes.
So where is Aleph?
Oh, so ask. That's something else. After the shattering of Malchei Dachgat and the shattering of Malchei Tanhim, why aren't there other Melachim coming out and breaking? What's left is Aviyut Aleph and Aviyut Shosh, right? That's nice. That's the right question. That's not an Aviyut upon which you can have Zivug Daka and receiving the light of Chokhmah in order to bestow. That's why they don't emerge.
In Ak, there's potsufim that come
out. Yeah, but what comes out? The upper bone, you don't yet know what's going on there. They emerge because that's the order of degrees, so it has to come. Just like with us, before we understand, before we feel, there is some preparation for expansion of the light in the Kelim. More? Yes, Gil.
In every point of shattering we have, we see there is a higher point. It's like there you discover his concern, his love, that it pains in the shattering, but you discover that you grow to a greater connection. Where does it manifest here, which is the shattering?
Every time you discover the reason for the shattering, which is the will to receive that separates us from the Creator. Every time you discover how opposite we are, more and more and more, in a more precise manner. Every previous shattering reveals how much you are further away, opposite.
Yes. Is there something happy about this revelation that you can come closer to?
First of all, when we're talking about is not us. It's ahead of us. We're told about this in the preparation of making the reality and the Adam in this reality. It's and more and more, but it makes you happy or doesn't make you happy. I don't know. Everything can make you happy. From the beginning of creation, there is no action which is for detriment. Everything is aimed for the purpose of creation, for adhesion, for the complete revelation of the Creator to the created being. That's it. So the way it goes through the created being, it's only the matter. How much the created being identifies it's himself with all the states he's going through. That it's all coming from the good Lord. That's the only thing that's important. All the rest is... Anyhow, it will work. Okay. Well, I wanted to go. No, this will confuse if we will continue. No, let's read.
We are under the title "The World of Tikkun and the New Ma that Emerged from Metzach of Ak." Item 112. From the beginning of the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah to this point, we have thoroughly explained the first four Partzufim of Ak. The first Partzuf of Ak is called Partzuf Galgalta, whose Zivug Da'aka is performed on Prinat Daled, and its 10 Sfirot are at the level of Ketel. The second Partzuf of Ak is called Ab of Ak. The Zivug of Aka in it is done on Oviyut of Prinat Gimel, and its 10 Sfirot are at the level of Chochmah. It clothes from Pe of Partzuf Galgalta downward. The third Partzuf of Ak is called Sag of Ak. The Zivug of Haka'a in it occurs on Oviyut of Prina Bet, and its 10 Sfirot are at the level of Bina. It clothes Partzuf Ab of Ak from the Pe down. The fourth Partzuf of Ak is called Ma of Ak. The Zivug of Ak in it occurs on Oviyut of Prina Aleph, and its 10 Sfirot are on the level of Zeranpin. This Partzuf clothes Sag of Ak from the Tabur down and is divided into internality and externality. The internality is called Ma and Bon of Ak, and the externality is called the world of Nikudim. This is where the association of Malchut and Bina, called Tzimtzum Bet, takes place, as well as the Katnut, Gadlut, the raising of Man, and the Da'at, which determines and mates the Chochmah Bina face to face, and the issue of the breaking of the vessels. This is so because all these were initiated in the fourth Partzuf of Ak, called Ma, or the world of Nikudim.
Rav, למה קורא לפרצוף מה ובון?
Rav, why does he call פרצוף מה and bone? It divides the two, internality and externality. Why does the world of Nikudim in Katnut and Gadlut, he actually calls it externality and not internality?
Because it clothes over Nehideak. The world of Nikudim clothes on Nehideak.
So what is Ma and Bon internally? We're not talking about that at all.
There is Ma and Bon Elyon, upper, which are above the taboo. They're the extension of Gilgalta and Agsag, Ma and Bon. These Ma and Bon are two Partzufim that emerge over Aviyut Aleph and Aviyut Shosh. They belong to Tzimtzum Aleph. Algarta Absak Mabon are five Partzufim of the Olam Adam Kadmon. They're all above the Pasa.
Above the taboo.
Yes, excuse me, above the taboo. And you have the expansion which is below the taboo, which is Nehideak, then upon which Nekudot Desag clothe, and then Nekudot Desag restrict themselves. It's all clothing, one on top of the other. They restrict, and they rise upwards with the Rishimot, the Katnut of their own, and of Gadlut from Galgalta, Nehideak. And on that, the Partzuf continues from the Sag over these Rishimot is called Katnut Olam Nikudim and Gadlut Olam Nikudim. It's all below the Tabu.
How is it possible that there is a reality of two worlds above the Tabu, Ma and Bon, and as though there's also Ma and Bon afterwards that continues?
They're not continued. It's completely different Rishimot. You can't say it's continued. It's all according to the Rishimot occurs.
What is happening in the upper Ma and Bon?
They emerge from Galgalta, Absag, Ma and Bon according to the order of the degrees. That's it. Tamim Desag, purified. Tamim Desag, what were they? Gimel Bet. He purified to be Bet Aleph. So over Rishimot Bet Aleph, what comes out is Partsuf above the Tabur called Ma. It's just that because there is another Partsuf below by that name, so the upper one is called the upper Ma. After that, when it purifies, what remains is Rishimot Aleph Shoresh, and the Partsuf Bon emerges. We also call it the upper Bon. That's how it's called, but it's basically Galgalta is Keter, Ab is Chochma, Sag is Bina, the upper Ma is Zeran Bin, and the upper Bon is Malchut, five Partsufim.
Is there a parallel between the upper Ma and the world of Nikud and Bon and the world of Nikudim and Katnut and Gadlut, or not to look at that?
We'll talk about something that resembles this, but it's later in the ascent of the Olamot. We'll talk about it. More. Well, Tzvika.
You asked me before, did you understand or not? You know, it looked
different. Yeah, I'm disappeared from this, so I don't ask anymore.
I'm asking you. Tell me, a successful lesson. I didn't understand a lot of things today. I see that others haven't as well. What's a successful lesson in the study of the Ten Sefirot? What's a success?
Success is when you're thinking about your connection through the Ten to the Creator all the time. That means
this
that you study the Torah instead of wisdom.
So why do you keep asking, did you understand or not? You look at me and see that I don't really understand, and then...
I don't look at you, what do you want?
No, it seems like you're despaired of me.
Yeah, that's over already.
Okay, well, what is this thing that we can't really get to the bottom of the lesson? We don't really understand it. And I think in every place in the world it's felt that way.
It's the same place, same thing everywhere, I know that. And I know that, and I still ask you if you understand, don't understand, why don't you understand, etc. Yes?
What does it mean?
It means that that's the order of getting the material, perceiving the material in when they cannot. What's below, what's upward, what's katnut, what's gadlut. We don't have the discernments for that. We don't have in our mind and heart, we don't have these patterns. So we can say this relates to this, that relates to that. We don't have it. All our development, all our education, everything the way we get wiser, it's only in order to build these patterns inside us, patterns and patterns, little blocks inside, by which we can understand more and feel more, both understanding and feeling. But these we don't have. We don't have. We're not in spirituality. That's why it's difficult for us. It takes time. Bit by bit, it's built in us, in our mind, in our brains, or even in our emotion. And we can make some tricks, manipulations. It's not that we understand or we feel, but some people can build such discernments faster in them. Some can't. It has nothing with the spiritual advancement, not at all. It's actually the opposite. The more successful in perceiving, the brighter ones usually find themselves stopping on the way back to business.
So we have a good future.
Actually, fools like you are successful. Yesterday, I heard some argument talking to the groups. There was a complaint with talking to the groups abroad that they said that the lesson is short. I don't know what they were talking about. Yes? Say it, if you know.
Sometimes we would move to a song in 5:52 or something. Today at 5:30, it feels like we are.
That's it. Okay, you had the privilege of studying until 6. Amit says, "Thank God." Yes. I hope they won't beat you up. Dudi, come on.
In 113, these five discernments of Aviyut in the Masach are named after the Sfirot in the Rosh. That is, Galgal Te'anayim and the Chap. Aviyut of Prina Dalet is called Peh, on which the first Partzuf of Ak emerges. Aviyut of Prina Gimel is called Chotem, on which Partzuf Ab of Ak emerges. Aviyut of Prina Bet is called Ozen, on which Partzuf Sag of Ak emerges. Aviyut of Prina Aleph is called Nikve Naim, on which Partzuf Ma of Ak and the world of Nikudim emerge. Aviyut of Prinat Shoresh is called Galgalta or Metzach, on which the world of Tikkun emerges. It is called the new Ma.
Good. Meaning there is nothing new here, it's just that we're naming, right? What do you mean, no? We're giving new names to Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, to Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. That's it. Nothing more than that. Read it again.
Again, 113. These five discernments of Aviyut in the Masach are named after the Sfirot in the Rosh. That is, Galgal Te'anayim and Achap. Aviyut of Prina Dalet is called Peh, on which the first Partzuf of Ak emerges. Aviyut of Prina Gimel is called Chotem, on which Partzuf Ab of Ag emerges. Aviyut of Prina Bet is called Ozen, on which Partzuf Sag of Ak emerges. Aviyut of Prina Aleph is called Nikve Enayim, on which Partzuf Ma of Ak and the world of Nikudim emerge. Aviyut of Prina Choresh is called Galgalta or Metzach, on which the world of Tikkun emerges. It is called the new Ma.
Clear? What's wrong with you, Niv? You see what happens after 5:30? You're not...
What is he talking about, these names? What Aviyut is he talking about all of a sudden?
Pe, Chotem, Ein, Metzach, right? These are 5 degrees of Aviyut. Over the Aviyut in the Pe, what Patsuf emerges? Galgalta. Ab, Sag, Ma and Bon. What is your question? He just gave you names.
Now basically
defined as Absagma Bon, or what he talked about in the beginning.
Yes, he just gave you new names for the Masach, where the Masach stands in order to generate the Patsuf. Next.
Since the fourth Partzuf of Ak is the core of Partzuf Ma of Ak, as it stemmed from the Nikve Enayim at the level of Zeranpin called Havaya of Ma. But the fifth Partzuf of Ak, which emerged from the Metzach, that is, Prinat Galgalta, considered Oviut Shoresh, actually has only the level of Malchut, called Bon.
Aviyut Shoresh. That's how it's called. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yet, because Prina Aleph of Itlabshut, considered Zeranpin, remained there, it too is called Ma.
According to Itlabshut Aleph in it. Yes.
Yet, it is called Ma that emerged from Metzach of Ak, which means it is from the Hitkalelut of Aviyut Shoresh called Metzach.
Aviyut de Shoresh, when it is included in Aviyut Aleph, it gives Itlabshut Aleph some livelihood. Even though it's very small, there is still an ability to work with both of them because of the integration.
And it is also called the new Ma to distinguish it from the Ma that emerged from Nikve Enayim of Ak. This new Partzuf Ma is called the world of Tikkun or the world of Atzilut.
What that he says for the future. in the sake of the future. We'll learn how it emerged. But what is he trying to say? There is a very weak degree. After Galgalta, Ab, Sag, Ma, Bon, the upper ones, a very weak degree emerges, which is Aleph Deit Labshut, Shosh Deviut, that is incapable of anything, basically. And also Tzimtzum Bet, except for that. So what is possible of doing here, from the integration, as usual, as every Patsuf emerges in the integration of the male and the female, and the female and the male, these two Shemot, Aleph and Shosh, what emerges? It's just one Patsuf emerges. Very weak, very small. Nothing. It's like an embryo. Aleph Shoresh, it's an embryo. If it would have been Bet Aleph, it would be small. Gimel Bet is big already. Gimel Bet. And Dalet Gimel is... These are big parts of him. So what's left, what he's trying to say is that what we'll have after the shattering, once we'll start correcting the new world, the world of correction, the world that rose after the shattering, we're going to have to correct it from Aleph Shosh, restrict it in Tzimtzum Bet. From the most, the smallest Rashima of all possibilities. And this integration will be called an embryo. Because it starts from a drop, from one point that you can incorporate, be incorporated in, to include. You can incorporate both the Shosh Deviut with Aleph Deit Labshut. That's how he writes. You can read. Again, the line starts with Zeranpin, but the fifth Patsuf Avak.
But the fifth Partsuf of Ak, which emerged from the Metzach, that is, Prinat Gelgalta, considered Oviud Shoresh, actually has only the level of Malchut called Bon. Yet, because Prina Aleph of Itlabshut, considered Zeranpin, remained there, it too is called Ma. Yet it is called Ma that emerged from Metzach of Ak, which means it is from the Itkalelut of Aviut Shoresh called Metzach. It is also called the new Ma to distinguish it from the Ma that emerged from the Nikve Enayim of Ak. This new Potsuf Ma is called the world of Tikkun or the world of Atzilut.
Everything is still. He puts a few parts from Tess into these lines. Okay. Is it okay or not? If it is okay, we'll go back to some excerpt so that we'll have some light for the day.